In the spring of 2005, my doctor diagnosed me with a form of mental illness. He didn't use those exact words or anything like them, but he did refer me to the in-house psychologist at Kaiser, my healthcare organization. I can take a hint. The psychologist listened to my story and came to the same conclusion. Crazy. But like my doctor, she didn't use the actual word. The psychologist suggested Valium and offered her educated guess that reducing my stress level might return me to some sort of normal behavior. I declined the Valium because I didn't feel crazy. I didn't even feel all that stressed, or at least I didn't feel that way until a doctor and a psychologist agreed that I was probably losing my mind. I certainly understood why both of these professionals leaned toward that diagnosis. By any measure, my recent behavior appeared crazy, even to me. My symptoms were that I had suddenly lost my ability to speak to human beings, even though I could speak normally while alone or when talking to my cat. My regular doctor and Kaiser's in-house specialist had systematically eliminated each of the more likely causes for my speech problem. Allergies? Nope. Common respiratory problems? Nope. Acid reflux? Nope. Tumors or polyps in my throat? Nope. Stroke? Nope. Neurological problems? Nope. I was in seemingly perfect health, except that I had suddenly lost the ability to speak to other humans. I could speak normally to my cat, I could speak normally when alone, I could recite a poem, but on the phone, I could barely squeeze out an intelligible sentence. I had some sort of weird social laryngitis. Bottom line, crazy. Insanity is always a reasonable diagnosis when you're dealing with writers and artists. Sometimes the only real difference between crazy people and artists is that artists write down what they imagine seeing. In the past few decades, hardly a week has gone by without a reader of my blog questioning my mental health. I understand that. I've read my writing too. The rational part of my brain knows that if enough people suggest I might be crazy, I need to consider the possibility. I also have some craziness in my genes. My mother's father spent some time in the loony bin, or whatever it was called at the time. If I recall, he was a recipient of electroshock treatments. Apparently, they didn't work, because my mother and grandmother later left him forever, taking nothing but the clothes on their backs as he chased them down the road with a blunt object in his hands and apparently homicide on his mind. I couldn't rule out the possibility that I had inherited whatever caused Grandpa to flip out. Living as a presumptive crazy person was hard work. When I tried speaking to humans, my vocal cords clenched involuntarily on certain consonants, giving the impression of a very bad cell phone call that drops every third syllable. Asking for a Diet Coke at a restaurant turned into I usually ended up with a sympathetic look and a regular Coke. Or worse, the server would say, "I'm fine, thanks for asking." And I would get no beverage at all. It was a confounding, maddening problem. I could sing fluently, albeit hideously, which was entirely normal for me, and I could recite memorized pieces without much of a hitch. But I couldn't produce a normal, intelligible sentence in the context of a conversation. Like a stutterer, I learned to avoid problem syllables that would trip me up. If I wanted gum, I knew it would come out as gum. So instead, I would try a workaround such as, "I want the stuff you chew." That approach generally failed. People don't expect riddles in their casual conversation, and no matter how clearly I laid out the clues, all I got in return was a puzzled expression and, "Huh?" Losing your ability to speak is obviously a social nightmare. It's so surreal that you feel like a ghost in a crowded room. I mean that literally. It feels like an actual ghost experience. Or at least how you imagine that might be. The loneliness was debilitating. Research shows that loneliness damages the body in much the same way as aging. It sure felt that way. Every day felt like losing a fight. I learned that loneliness isn't fixed by listening to other people talk. You can cure your loneliness only by doing the talking yourself and, most important, being heard. For the next 3.5 years, I experienced a total disconnect from normal life and a profound sense of aloneness. despite the love and support of family and friends. My quality of life was dipping below the point of being worth the effort.